Okay, men, time to be an all-star caregiver. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Be there emotionally and physically. Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
I'm just trying to figure out in the course of the past 2 days if there's anybody we haven't talked to. Here
it's
in
like
this
a revolving door around here. Wow.
Jana Verdin from the foundation, Richland Wilkin Foundation. Mandy just stepped out of here and said, too, it's like, you know, without the foundation, we couldn't do what we do.
Isn't that nice?
And I hear that from a lot of different nonprofits, of different people.
That's wonderful. It makes the work that we do all that more meaningful.
Well, and they do such great work over there at the community center. And
it's fun to see the energy. You know, that's what
I always try telling Mandy that, but she'll just humbly deflect that.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, well, it takes a village.
It's about the passion, though, right?
Right, absolutely.
If you've got passion, you've got a lot. So, yeah, good.
Do we want to talk Power 100?
Because
this is coming up.
Like, yeah, it sounds like there's been some people in before me that are maybe putting a little plug for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we had a year of it last year. The Power 100 started last year, and we had three events. And it's when you bring the community and food and fellowship, and then we call it philanthropy. When you pull that all together, you've got a really winning combination for our community. And
right.
So last year, we raised over $40,000 for the power through the Power of 100. That half of that went out right away to our nonprofits that were there, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. But
mm-hmm.
the other half then went into our endowment, which we pay out in grants twice a year through our nonprofit agencies as well. So win-win for the community, and
right.
just a fun event. We had three different events. We have one coming up on February 21st. It's going to be held at the City Brew Hall again. Shelby and her crew up there and do a nice job. Neely and Chef Henry, they typically put together a nice thing, but February 21st is actually Mardi Gras. So maybe people should read up on that a little bit.
Nice tie-in.
Yeah, so it's a Tuesday night. We've got some good entertainment. And then the chef has put together really kind of a fun Mardi Gras type theme menu for us. And there'll be, like I said, some good fellowship. And then we have three nonprofits that we invite in each time. And so we have three agencies that are going to come in and tell us a little bit about who they are, what they're working on, and why is it that you should want to support their particular agency that night.
Mm-hmm.
How it works is, You buy your ticket for the food, which is completely separate. That just goes right to the brew. But then for $100, you get one vote. And then you get to place your vote on one of those three. If you want multiple votes, you got it.
Right.
Multiple
You can have that
bills.
For 300
right?
bucks.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know what? We're a tax deductible agency, so your 501c3 status would... You know, what the heck?
Well, and it's going to some good stuff.
Exactly.
You know, you're not throwing
your
money away.
So this particular go-around, and like I said, we have three each time that we do it. We have our food pantry, Richland Wilkin Food Pantry is going to be coming in. I think many people might be aware that they're in the midst of building a building. And if you drive out by their area, you can see that building is well on its way, but
sure.
it's going to house the food. So obviously a lot of need in this community, and with Ruby's Pantry now kind of done, I mean, you know that the need is great
mm-hmm.
and the numbers continue to grow. So pretty excited to be able to be a part of helping those folks with that project. The second group, Mandy just put a little plug in, is we've got the Breckenridge Teen Center that's doing a lot of great work. She's trying to expand her summer programming, and we're
that's
hopeful
right.
that we can maybe help with that a little bit. And then our third agency is our zoo, the Chehinkapa Zoo. And I know you had Kathy in here earlier,
yep.
too. And we always love what they're doing down at the zoo. But I think this particular project, we're kind of talking about that educational piece, that they offer a lot of things in the summer for kids that, you know, not everybody's into sports, not everybody's into,
no.
but, you know, what a great opportunity in our community to have the zoo and the animals and some of the things. So
I always said, if you're not careful down there, you're going to learn something.
Exactly,
because education is a huge part of their mission.
Right?
So this fits in very well.
And again, to find those three dedicated, you know, I'm working with Lori Drulo is actually who I'm working with, but we got Sharon over at the food pantry, and then Mandy and now Kathy. And Kathy's been around probably as long as I have, so it's it's pretty exciting. But yeah, those three groups will come together that night, and we'd love to get more of the community involved in this. I know people have said, what is this Power of 100?
Yeah.
Well, the idea is you get 100 people together, each give $100 once a quarter. That's $40,000 a year that we can invest immediately
mm-hmm.
back into our community. We do it through kind of a fun way. It's an event and a fun way to bring your neighbors, your friends, maybe coworkers. We've had businesses that say, hey, we're going to bring some of our employees together. Great night for employee gathering. We've had neighbors that made this their annual, you know, their quarterly event now. To like, hey, we just don't take the time to get together once in a while. So let's use this Power of 100 where we're doing something good, but also having a lot of fun with it. And then we have a whole lot of other folks that come together. So
food fellowship philanthropy.
Right?
Those are the big... I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yep. So, again, kind of a fun way to come together around making this a better place to live, work, and raise our families, which is the mission at the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation.
And so, you do it well, Jana Burnt.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah. It talks about passion. You gotta do what makes the heart warm, right?
Right. And if you don't have that, I mean, what's the point?
Yep. Exactly. You know? Yeah. So.
All right.
But thanks, Bill, for letting us use this platform, too, to share our story and to get it out there, what we're working on. So we couldn't do it without... What is, takes a village, right?
Right. That's
You're
what
part
Mandy
of my
just
village
told me.
People.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Jana, great to have you in here this morning. Stay warm.
Thank you.
And if you want to come back in next Thursday, we can cover this again.
Okay.
But if you're going to be around, because I know you're busy.
Yeah. Sometimes.
You're doing grandma duty a lot.
Sometimes,
so.
Yeah.
I love that. Good. Jana Burnt, Richland Wilkin Foundation. It is 925 here, the voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.